It seems that the only way to stay completely away from the evil that rules this world, that reaches into every nook and cranny of life, is to lock yourself away and live a cloistered existence. Or is it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I recently received an email from a man who'd come to faith in Christ through these Fresh devotions. But because of where he lives, he has to remain a secret believer for fear of severe persecution. In fact, he still lives in his parents' house with idols in every room. Wherever you live, whatever your circumstances, whatever culture you happen to be immersed in, that's life. Evil lies all around. Into that reality, God, through Jesus' brother James, speaks this warning, James chapter 1, verse 21. So get rid of everything evil in your lives, every kind of wrong you do. Be humble and accept God's teaching that is planted in your heart. This teaching can save you. You and I, we can't get rid of all the evil in this world. Short of a cloistered existence, we can't avoid bumping into it either. But that's not what God's calling us to do here. He's telling us to get rid of everything evil in our lives, every kind of wrong that we do, and instead to accept his teaching into our hearts in humility, the teaching that's able to save us. Friend, you can live in a house full of idols and choose not to worship them. You can be surrounded by evil and choose not to partake in it. Get rid of every evil in your life. Humble yourself and accept God's teaching, and he will save you. Because that's his word, fresh for you today. And if perhaps you're struggling with some evil in your life, or with anything else for that matter, then know this, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.